Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Eddie, the engine emailer, grab that car cover and pull it off. Let's go.
Woo! It takes two of us. There it is. Let me help you. There you go. Oh, yeah. We got the winter car cover off this bad boy. We are ready to go. Pull it away from the curb here now. Hop in, everybody. Oh, you are. Oh, thank you. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. We had to pull the winter car cover off this bad boy because it's cold out there. Woo-hoo-hoo. Winter has arrived. You folks over in the Midwest and the East Coast, I salute you. I hope that, in fact, you're... Don't shovel too fast and too hard with all the snow that you've got. It's just amazing. You know that the winter has hit you. And as we have always said here on Auto World, is at that time when you have white snow, the kids, of course, love to, you know, sled in it, tube in it, ski in it. And, oh, we have that out here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting right now live. Yes, this is Auto World. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for riding shotgun with me. We today in the Auto World automobile, it's a big 6x6, four-wheel drive. 6x6 means there's three tires on one side and three tires on the other. You know, the dualies in the back, but they're single tires, one in front of the other, and that's three tires on each side. And then you throw in the spare, and that's, seven tires total with the spare. We won't need the spare, though. I just put some brand-new Michelins on this bad boy. But, hey, good to have you along. We did pick the biggest vehicle we could get so you could ride along with us today here on Auto World. I appreciate you coming along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's an honor and I'm very proud to sit behind the microphone and kind of relax the scan tool for the next 3 hours. But I'm saying relax the scan tool that plugs into your OBD2 port. Maybe you've got an older car with the OBD1. We could go back even farther than that when, in fact, I used a paper clip and crossed terminal A with terminal D to get the light on the dash to flash. Morse code. Dit dot dot dit dot 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 dot. I am glad that my parents said to me at one day, my dad and mama, you're going to Boy Scouts. And well, that's where I learned Morse code. And who would have thunked that I've been using Morse code in the automotive industry later in life? Well, I am. Well, I used to, because the OBD, it wasn't even called OBD. It was just to take the paper clip and cross the two terminals to get the light to flash. And or if you had a Cadillac Eldorado, that's just one of the Cadillacs, that you use the red button and the cold button, and you push them at the same time on the temperature control where the heater is. And what that did through the heater control temperature unit, where your heater and defrost is, push the blue, push the red, hold them together. And that would actually, at that time, on that little that first electronic type screen on the dash, would tell you a certain number, and that was the fault code. Okay, well, so with all that said, turn your heaters on. We've got the heater on full blast here in the Auto World car. We're going to actually have some fun with that, some winter tips and tricks coming your way each and every hour right here on Auto World. I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza, live, of course, in Boise, Idaho, where, in fact, it's been cold. Woo, throw another blanket on. God, I'm glad my Dodge Viper, yes, I'm in the Greasy Garage Studio. I've got the Dodge Viper seat with, the crew, Lawnmower Larry, who trims my hair and makes me look good. Oh, yeah. Lion Lucy, who does my makeup, they said, hey, we've got to get Mark some type of a seat heater. And they did. Thank you. Thank you. They're not in here, but I know they're listening. They better be. Anyway, hey, we got a nice seat warmer for you. And if your seat warmer is not working in your car, your truck, call me right here on Auto World. That's what this show's all about, folks. What is Auto World? It's America's automotive enthusiast show. It's interactive, informative, and all things automotive. Anything that moves, including your cat.
Meow, meow.
Okay, I better not quit my day job. Anyway, yes, I have tools. I can maybe fix the... No, I cannot. I'm not a veterinarian. I'm an automotive master technician of 40-plus years, and I'm here to help you and each and every division of your car, your truck, your snowmobile that might be broke right now. I had to put a new grommet on underneath the injection oil tank on my snowmobile after my son and I had some fun in the deep powder here this last couple days. So if you have any problems with that, as your snowmobile, or you know, if you're still riding your motorcycle, which I don't know if any of you out there, East Coast, Boston area, are riding your motorcycle, but I don't think you might. I don't know if, you know, if you could get through 36 inches of snow that just came down on you. Let me know. Here's how you get a hold of me throughout all 3 hours of Auto World. Each hour is different. Here's the phone number, folks. Since 1992, it hasn't changed. 855-660-4261. Email me at right here as we're live in Boise, Idaho, from the Auto World Plaza, and or whenever, you know, we have some great automotive radio affiliates, taking radio affiliates, that is, that take Auto World here on different times, different days, etc. And you can get in touch with me 28 hours a day. Yeah, I'm supposed to be sleeping those other four, you know. Usually, I think a day is 24 hours, isn't it? Yeah, Eddie, the engine emailer, is here with the email bag, and he's saying, it's only 24 hours. No, it's my life, it's 28, Eddie. Yeah, I keep the automotive going all the time. Here's the email address. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's one word, folks. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. You can get me on Facebook. Facebook message me. Do. That address is my name, Mark Evans. Instagram is AutoWorldMedia, as our website, AutoWorldMedia.com. And don't forget, I got to, you know, the crew here, they're saying, you got to tell them about the Auto World podcast. Okay, so I will. Auto World podcast. Just Google it. Auto World podcast. Right up on the top, very proud of that. You can go back in time and listen to the show. If you can't at this time right now and you're doing something different, go to Auto World Podcast. And I would, if I was you, I would basically start a file up in your telephone, if that's what you're using to listen on, or wherever, whatever kind of device you're listening to me on right now. Start a file up, because every hour is different here on Auto World, and that means the news is different, the emails are different, the fun is just different. And so with that, let me give you a touch and a taste and a tease of what's happening on Auto World today. Before I do give you a touch and taste and a tease, head on over to the Auto World Radio, Auto World Radio Facebook page. Take a look at the photos I put up there. The crew, I did the Auto World Radio this week. And then, of course, Mark Evans, we have on our Facebook page over there some photos. And you'll enjoy those photos, folks. Some of you have dogs. And that means that pictures that we have, I said pictures, oh yes, the taste of fresh air in the winter. Go over and take a look. Meanwhile, I'm going to give you, while you're looking and hunting for me on the internet, which is real easy to do, just Google Auto World Mark Evans, and there I am. Here the first hour. Listen up. 40 millionth? Is that really a word? Millionth? Yes, it is. Today, here on the first hour of Auto World, we're going to be talking about the 40 millionth. And another segment that we do here on Auto World, it's called Did You Know? Huh? Yeah, we're going to get to that. And, oh yeah, going to get right down and dirty. We're going to finally, some of you were, well, you emailed me and said, what's this donut thing? What's happening? I mean, you haven't said anything about the donuts. You keep kind of like running out of time. Now, how could I possibly run out of time? I have 3 hours on the radio here. Well, I have run out of time. Anyway, we're going to reveal the whole thing about the donuts. Go ahead. Go over and take a look at Auto World Radio and that picture of the pile of donuts. Got donuts? We're going to reveal what that's all about, folks. And, of course, as my little sentence stated, the more you want, the more they want you. Donuts? Oh, yeah. And, folks, listen up. Looking for a new car? Today here on Auto World, I got 10 for you to avoid. So the first hour, we're going to start at 10 and go up to number 1 on the third hour. I'm Mark Evans, live right here from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza. Come on back. I am.
Thank you
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm glad you're in. I'm glad we put snow chains. Oh, yeah, I got snow chains on this 6x6. All of us are riding along in the, here in the Boise, Idaho Auto World area, and you are along with me. Thank you for coming in. And literally, folks, it's a pleasure, and I'm an honored very honored to have you come with me each and every week for each and every hour of Auto World to shut down your life or whatever you might be doing to tune in, and that turns me on. You're turning me on and you're tuning me in. Oh, but I got to watch out. This is a family show. Welcome aboard into the Auto World Greasy Garage Studio. Folks, this is where you can get your winter tips and tricks, what we're going to do here on the first, second, and third hour. I was giving you a little tease of what's going on in the first hour. Now, let's the second hour, what's up? And for some reason, the second hour wasn't in front of me, so I said, oh, where's the hubcap? And Eddie, the engine emailer, who is in charge of the email bag, taking your emails, he said, here's the hubcap. Thank you, Eddie. Now get out! Okay, for some reason, we need a quiet studio today. He's leaving. He left the email bag. He said he had to go run to the store for something. I don't know, probably more emails. Eddie, the engine emailer, what he does there, folks, I appreciate you emailing me. I ask you deliver. Email me at any time right now as we are live or whenever your question comes into your file cabinet. You know, up there in your head. Yeah, there it is. That's what I've always called my file cabinet in my head. Anyway, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we're going to go through the email bag today. I promised Eddie the engine. I'm promising you, Eddie the engine emailer, we're going to go in there. Second hour. Coming up on the second hour, a recall. Winter corrosion equals a recall on the second hour. And again, if you're looking for a new car, I have 10 to avoid. So that's going to be, we're going to have a few of those on the second hour. And, of course, our winter tips and tricks a little bit each and every hour on that for you. And now the third hour. Oh, by the way, Barrett Jackson down there in Scottsdale, Arizona, did do the auction. And I'm going to share with you, not wearing it out, but I'm going to share with you some of those, a couple, two, three, whatever, you know, cars, vehicles that were sold. Where, you know, down there in Scottsdale, the Barrett Jackson auction, I was there back in, back when it was parked in a little park somewhere down off of Scottsdale Boulevard back in 1982, and that was when money didn't matter! It didn't matter today, but it mattered back then. The prices have gone through the roof. Money doesn't matter now, I guess. I don't know when it comes to buying. Third hour. Oh, the third hour. Sony? No baloney. Huh? Yeah. Sony knows electric, don't they? Wait till you hear what this is all about. Coming up on the third hour. Trivia throughout all 3 hours. And you might, of course, want to, at the very end of the third hour, we have a thing that you know about now because it's actually a permanent slot in the Auto World Radio Internet TV podcast show here. It's called A Word with Mark. This one's quite close to my heart, so stay tuned for that at the very end of the third hour. But right now, again, I want to remind you that you can join me at any one point in time. Please interrupt me at any time. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Talking about emails, I want to do a little shout-out. I did ask you, I believe it was last week or the week before, about your first car. Share it with us. Share with us your first car, your second car, whatever car that you're proud of, folks, that you're not proud of. The lemon in your life called that, oh, boy, that car sitting, that truck sitting in the driveway leaking oil. Share it with us. Jeffrey from St. George, Utah, listening out down there in St. George, Utah, and our affiliates, one of our great affiliates down in St. George, Utah. He says, I have a 1990 Honda Civic. He still owns it. He says it has 610,000 miles and running strong. Jeffrey, I'm raising my right hand. I am saluting you right now. Let's give him a hand. Jeff, thank you. Calling you Jeffrey, it's Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. I do appreciate you from St. George, Utah. Absolutely sharing that with us. 610,000 miles, folks. If you would, Jeff, send me a photo of that car because we are doing a new photo section up on the autoworldmedia.com website that we have. And with that said, we're going to share it with everybody. And we don't really care, folks, what color it is, Jeff. What color, how many dents you have in it. It doesn't matter. No, it just doesn't matter. And let's do a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out. I said a shout-out to our great affiliate. There's our shout-out horn. Our great affiliate Well, we've got a couple affiliates, but let's go to. First off, let's do a shout out to. Oh, yeah. St. George, Utah. 107.7 FM, St. George, St. Clair, Hurricane, Utah, absolutely, 107.7, and of course on the AM side, KAZZ AM 1400, Cedar City, Hurricane, Utah, and all the other little cities there, although they're not little, they're huge, because you're listening. I do appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you for sharing that with me. 610,000 miles, Jeff, I wonder how many dollars you put in that bad boy since those days. And also, that car, what kind of gas mileage are you getting? 855-660-4261 and or email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Remember now, let's just do it right now. Prolonged it too long. Let's do the reveal of the word donuts that I've teased you with too long now. I'm sorry about that. A lot of you keep emailing and says you don't get to the donut story. You're not telling us what the donuts are. Well, folks, it's time now. Donuts, the more you want, the more you want of them, the more they want of you. What that means is, you know, Dodge. That's right. Dodge opens a search, folks, across the United States for the greatest automotive job in the world called the Chief Donut Maker. No, not making the, well, out of Auburn Hills, this happened just here this last month. There's some time for you to still enter. That's why I kind of teased you last week or the week before something about donuts and all. Absolutely. Don't be content. It's not conventional. Dodge has created the first of its kind position of chief donut maker. That means it's a side hustle, if you'd like to call it that. Kind of making your head spin, isn't it? Well, they want Dodge. Says donuts? No. Not glazed, slimy, greasy, sugared-up donuts. No. They want a chief donut maker. Dodge does. A Dodge ambassador. Yes. If you're going to get, you got to apply. You have to apply online. Just go to Dodge Donut Maker. You can Google it. It's easy to get there. And they're going to find out. You got to apply. Old Goldberg, you know, the old wrestler. Oh yeah, the old Goldberg. He's there. You'll see him doing the video and all. If you haven't already looked at it, but they're going to pay you a mouth-watering $150,000 paycheck, folks, for who can do the most donuts in a car. Not eat the donuts, but in a car. So get practiced up. Find that neighbor's driveway and start doing donuts. Woo! We'll be right back right here from the Auto World Plaza from Boise, Idaho.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The storm on the East Coast wreaking all sorts of havoc, causing problems on the roads, in the skies, on the ground. 1,900 flights canceled in and out of the U.S. today. More than 1,400 seeing delays. Tens of thousands without power. A major winter storm Saturday dropped more than 2 feet of snow on the Northeast. Authorities saying weather may have contributed to at least 3 deaths in New York alone on Long Island. 14 people are hospitalized after being exposed to carbon monoxide in the pool area at a Hampton Inn in Ohio. 11 people taken by ambulance following the exposure. 7 of the victims said to be in critical condition. Fire officials saying it is not clear what caused that leak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your business struggling to get clients? Are you looking to save money on your marketing budget? Look no further than BC Media & Associates. BC Media & Associates is a full-service advertising agency that offers the lowest rates possible for primetime radio, TV, OTT, and billboard marketing. Call now to find out how you can get a free week of advertising. 855-959-2288. That's 855-959-2288. BC Media & Associates has over 20 years' experience of helping businesses like yours run successful and profitable marketing campaigns. Whether you're a small local company, regional or national company, the team at BC Media & Associates has the expertise to get the results that your business needs. Call BC Media & Associates today to find out how you can get a free week of advertising. Restrictions apply. 855-959-2288. 855-959-2288. That's 855-959-2288. Or visit them online at bcmediaassociates.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Sit back and one of the items in my life that I really enjoy eating, and it's called air. Just sit back and suck in the fresh air. Oh, yeah, I feel so good. Hey, thanks for joining me here. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. It's time right now. I want to share with you each and every hour a couple of automobiles that sold at the 50th anniversary of Barrett Jackson down at Scottsdale, Arizona, where money's no object. I'm talking about some money down there this week. Whew. Rusty Wallace. All of you are familiar with the Rusty Wallace NASCAR race car man. He sold his 1966 Chevrolet Nova SS. Did you happen to own a 1966 Chevrolet Nova SS one time in your life, or do you have one right now? Rusty sold his for $365,000 down there at Scottsdale this last couple days ago. Where are you going to go next, Rusty?
Disneyland, Mark.
Oh, okay, it's time. I promised you each and every hour also. I asked you if you are looking for a new car, question mark. Well, here's 10 to avoid. And I'm going to start at the bottom, and, of course, on the third hour of Auto World, you're going to get, of course, 1, 2, and 3. So let's start at the bottom. At number 10, Kia Forte. Wait a minute. Let me back up. It's a Kia Forte 10th in the cars to avoid, and this is by Consumer Reports, folks. And in fact, each and every one of these makes and models do have a little bit, and I'm going to talk a little bit about them. But I want to make sure that all of you understand how to get and listen, be able to listen to Auto World on the third hour. Some of our greater radio affiliates do not take the third hour. And if you do not get it where you can just sit back and relax like you are right now and, you know, sipping your tea or coffee or Coca-Cola, whatever you're drinking, it doesn't matter, go to GCNLive.com. Good G, C, Cat, and Nancy. Good show. Oh, Auto World. Yeah, GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. You'll see me there. And just look for Auto World. You'll see me. Click on Listen, and you got me. So now let's go to number 10, Kia Forte. And 10 cars to avoid. Why? Well, folks, the average, and this is Consumer Reports, the Kia Forte has got a stiff ride. Its cabin is extremely loud. Even with the category's modest standards, they say no. And by the way, blind spot warning and rear cross traffic, not good. Number 9 on the list of 10 to avoid, the Cadillac XT4. Scraping the bottom of the barrel among entry-level luxury SUVs, folks, the Cadillac XT4's poor reliability drags down what the, well, Consumer Reports admits to be a nimble and engaging with space and amenities on par with most of its competitors. I'd never thunked in my whole entire life that, in fact, Cadillac would be skimping on creature features. Number 8 on number of the 10 vehicles to avoid. Number 8 would be the Jeep Renegade. Judged on appearance and, well, not only appearance itself, but the style. There's plenty to like, Consumer Reports says, but adds handling proves the handling of it cumbersome. The ride is choppy, front seats are uncomfortable, and the view out is restricted. The fancy 9-speed automatic doesn't quite have its gear juggling act together. And this is all from Consumer Reports. Now, second hour, we're going down the list, give you 3 or 4 more, and then the third hour, you're going to hear what 3, 2, and 1 is. Number 1, unwanted to avoid cars are. Ooh, on the new number, the new name, that is. That's right. Oh, my God. Hey, this is Consumer Reports, so don't slap the messenger. And by the way, we're looking at here at Auto World coming up sooner or later. Coming here onto Auto World, I'm going to be doing the Auto World new car test drive reports and live. I'm going to be in them. I'm going to give you the truth also about what I'm in for the week. So stay tuned for that. Auto World new car test drive reports. But most of all, you're the star of the show, and that's why I'm here. That's why you're here, and that's why we're doing Auto World, because of you on all our great radio affiliates. Please join me at 855-660-4261 and or email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that said, let's go to your emails. Eddie the engine, he handed me the bag here, which is to the left. Let me get it here. There it is. First email. Now, these emails I have, folks, are all new. I'm going to climb into the email bag right now, literally with both arms. Hang on. I'm going to pull one out. Let's see if I can get it. There it is. So many of them, they're all going to be crumpled up. I won't be able to even see how they read because I crumpled them. Anyway, here's the first one. Now, first email for the first hour. Folks, if please do email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just put on their do not read mark, but I need your help anyway. And if it's a 911 situation, put 911 on it. And Eddie the engine emailer, he will pull it out so I can fix you now. So, here, this is the first one. These are all new to me, this is how I like it. So it's called Stump the Chump. Mark, great show. Thank you. I'm tuned in on KBOI AM 670 here in Boise, Idaho. Well, good, thank you. Hey, good to have you along. KBOI, of course, is in Nampa, Caldwell, Mountain Home, McCall. Oh, yeah, McCall's got an ice carnival going on right now where they take the snow and, you know, sculpture it. Ontario, Oregon, Baker, Oregon, good to have you along. Thanks, everybody, and all the cities and all. This is where I'm at right now in Boise. This person says, I have a question about cardboard. Uh-huh. Yep, cardboard. Yes, cardboard, he says. He says, yes, it is a Dale, actually. Yes, cardboard. I see these truckers with looks like black leather snapped to the outside of the radiators. I thought, that must stop the cold 14-degree wind from coming through the radiator, bringing more heat to the heater. Mark, I'm only guessing. Is that true? Question mark. And can I put cardboard in front of my radiator? All I want is some fast heat in my car. Thanks in advance, Dale. And then he says, P.S., I listen on GCNLive.com to get your third hour. Oh, yeah! Woo! Dale, I salute you. You're listening. I do appreciate that from KBOI AM 670, right here in Boise, Idaho. Dale, cardboard. We're going to talk a little bit about this, more than a little bit, because, Dale, you're right. Yeah, the truckers, they do have leather snapped on there. We've all seen that as we pass we pass them on the freeways, etc. It stops the air coming through the radiator, of course. It causes the coolant that's in the radiator to heat up faster, Dale. Now, first off, if you do put cardboard in there, I do not want you to put cardboard in there. Let's just put it that way. No cardboard, Dale. Throw the Amazon packages away in the recycle bin because they're cardboard. What happens, Dale, is that these truckers, they do babysit that leather-snapped covering constantly. They're looking at the temperature gauge constantly, and they're also living in the cockpit constantly, driving their truck down the highway so they can go out, as you noticed, Dale. In fact, they go through states that have different temperature changes, and so you might see them come through Idaho with... yeah, we might be 23 degrees, but, you know, they just left Arizona at 100. They've got the leather off at that time. Then as they start climbing into colder weather states, they start covering up, only letting a little bit of air come through. The whole point here, Dale, is that your thermostat and your engine will work correctly. If we stop the air from coming through the radiator to cool that off, you're going to cause the thermostat to go, do I open or close? You're going to have oddball temperatures happening, and yes, no, it won't. You're going to forget the cardboard's in there, and you're going to not pull it out, and then you're going to overheat your car, Dale, and I don't want that to happen. So no cardboard. Throw the cardboard away. In this recycle bin, that is. Thanks, Dale. Send me an email back from Boise, and I'll, you know what, I'm going to hand deliver it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Oh, yes, the smell of rubber in the wintertime. The smell of antifreeze leaking on the passenger floorboard. Yuck. Hey, welcome back to Auto World, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. Absolutely, don't forget now that, in fact, we are in that that month of winter. And that means a couple things. Well, the smell of winter. The fresh air. Oh, yeah. Just look at that. Go to my Instagram account if you would. That you'll enjoy the photo we have up there. A little bit of dogs in the world love to taste winter and also smell winter. So with that said, here on the first hour, I've got some winter tips and tricks. First of all, I want you to do this. And it doesn't matter, folks, if you're... This is preventive maintenance, too. So that means if your heater's working just fine or if you want more heat out of it or wondering why there isn't a lot of heat in there, out of there, go over to the passenger side, get it up to operating temperatures, pop the hood, of course, and then I want you to go ahead and go passenger side over on the firewall, and you'll see two rubber black or red, and some of them are actually blue today. Those are the heater hoses. Feel them with your hand. This is when the heater's on full blast, of course, all the way over at the hot zone. Fans going full blast and the motor's up to operating temperatures, along, of course, looking at your temperature gauge. I want both those hoses the same temperature. If you don't have both hoses the same temperature, folks, you've got hot water coming in, not circulating through the heater core and coming back out to the engine. Couple things. Your heater core could be plugged. Now, with that word plugged, some of you have asked me in the past, how many miles should I have my coolant system flushed? One thing you got to remember, you can have your coolant system flushed roughly at 85 to 90,000 miles. But you got to make sure the technician in the shop flush the heater core, because the heater core is actually the waste trash can. All the goo and sludge goes into the heater core because it's higher than the engine in most cases and or in the middle of the top to bottom of the box, we call it. Called the engine. So everything goes in there, and it's, of course, there's not a lot of pressure and flow going through there. So then all of a sudden, all the trash stops there, plugs it all up. Another little winter tip and trick before we answer an email here that just came in. Thermostat, again, we were talking about thermostat, Dale, cardboard and all. Dale, by the way, from KBOI AM 670 in Boise, Idaho, send me, Dale, please do send me an email back where I can ship you off some great gifts out of our Lincoln Continental here in the trunk. Guarantee they're dry. I might even hand deliver them to you since you're right here in Boise. Please do. Email address that I can send you some goodies and or hand deliver. Knock, knock. Who's there? Mark Evans. Hey, good to have you along, Dale. Anyway, another tip is make sure your thermostat, folks, is working correctly. I recommend 192 degrees. Some of you actually have 160s in. Get the 160 degree out and or even the 180. Get it out of there. Put a 192 in your fuel injection. And the system will basically thank you. It'll work and run correctly. It vaporizes. It has to be hot to vaporize it. This is only for fuel injection. Fuel injectors that spray a fine mist, and you've got to have that cylinder hot in order for it to ignite the best. So they'll love you. And then also, remember, here's the third one for the first hour of winter tips and tricks. Turn the recycle button on. You know, on the buttons themselves, yes, you do have a temperature controlled digital numbers looking at you, and there's also a button that's got basically a picture of a car with a circle with an arrow going back and around. What that does is it closes the dampener off, the door dampener off, from sucking in the very, very cold air outside, and it recycles the air on the inside of the cabin, which lets your heater warm you up quicker. Because if the air on the inside starts turning into, you know, 65, 70, 72, 80-degree weather, well, it's recycling that air and of course, giving you, it takes not as long to get you warm. Yes, and then with that little area right there that I'm just talking about, that little dampener door, we're going to talk on the third hour, another winter tip and trick coming up on the third hour. So, but right now, I got an email coming in here, and it says here, Jason, he has a problem, and I'll just read it here. He says, I have a 2005 525i BMW, and the stereo malfunction screen went blank. Went blank. Nothing there. Wondering if you knew, Mark, maybe what was wrong with that? Question mark. I have checked all the fuses. Good, good, Jason. And they're all good. Thanks for your help. Jason. Don't know where Jason's listening from, but he's listening, and thank you for the fresh email, Jason. I do definitely got to tell you something here. I hate to tell you this, but this is the truth. That's all I talk. Blank screen on a stereo. Do you have, which I believe you probably do have because you just said you checked the fuses and they're good. More than likely, Jason, you do have music coming out and or radio coming out where you can listen to me, of course. But the screen is blank. There's no easy fix, Jason, on this. When the screens go blank, folks, you got a head. The stereo head is out of your BMW, Jason. Sorry. You're going to have to pull the whole entire stereo out because that stereo, yeah, you might have sound out of it. Might be working on the sound side of it, but the visual side is gone, done, just like you stated. That head is bad. That head is bad. The stereo head is bad. You're going to have to replace it. And it's a 2005 525i BMW. You can actually, I would go on the internet, Jason, eBay it. You could probably find another one. Now, remember now, the risk of this is you've probably already called your BMW dealer and it's got that high number because it's new. It's expensive. Everything that's new is expensive today. Used. Now, if you do buy it online and they guarantee it, that's good. That means that it was working for that person at the time. You have to say to yourself, Jason, is it worth the risk of paying $100, $150, $200, $250, whatever they're, you know, if a new one is $800 and they're saying, well, we'll discount it to $400, are you willing to take the risk of $400 for a used one that you found online? And you could put it in yourself, pull the plastic trim off the BMW, pop it off. It's just clips. Pop that plastic off, unscrew the screws, pull that out, unplug. It's a plug and play. Push the new used one back in. But you got to remember, Jason, that is a used unit. Turn it on. And, yeah, you got visual looking good again. You've got the sound looking good there. Everything's working. But a month later, it goes blank again. Not good. So, just keep that in mind, okay? And I definitely appreciate you email me back an address. Love to send you some detailed gifts, too, inside and outside of your BMW. In fact, it's probably got leather. I got a bottle of leather conditioner we can send your way. that you'll love from McGuire's. And I got a surprise for you, too. So send me back an email address. I can send you some goodies. And, of course, as you know, the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Second hour coming back up. Thanks, Jason. We're going to be talking about, what? Some more winter tips and tricks. Taking more of your emails, of course. I'm going into the email bag. Not only that, but I'm going to take them live, just like we did Jason's, right here on Auto World. And also, some more Barrett Jackson 50th anniversary cars coming your way. And don't forget, if you're looking for a new car, we started at number 10 here on the first hour, second hour. I'm going to give you some more counting down to number 1, which will be revealed right there on the third hour. Oh, donuts. Yes, do some donuts in your car. Get over there, Dodge Chief Donut Maker, and see if you can't get the job from Dodge to make some donuts in your ride. Won't that be fun? Oh, yeah. Hope you got good tires. The smell of rubber. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot. Second hour. I've got a recall coming your way because the garage door is starting to come down here right now on the first hour of Auto World. Recall. What's that mean? Winter corrosion equals a recall. Listen up for that. Absolutely. Now the 40th millionth. 40 millionth? That is a word. I'm making it a word right now. The 40 millionth Ford F-Series truck, folks. Last week, this week, coming up, well, last week is when it happened, leaves the assembly line. Yes, the 40 millionth Ford F-Series truck. 40 million Ford F-150 series trucks. For the U.S. sales alone. Whoa. We do like our F-150s. 40 millionth. Wow. And when we start the second hour, I didn't get to it. Did you know? Thanks for joining me, everyone. Look forward to seeing you on the second hour and the third hour right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. Drive safe. Motor on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
If you've got a